around me with many victories. Jehovah Nissi, you're my banner. You go before me. You fight my battle. Jehovah Nissi, you surround me. I can't hear you.
With many victories, Jehovah Nissi, you're my God. You go before me, you fight my battle.
Oh, Jehovah Nissi, you go before me.
You go before me. You fight my battle.
Oh, Jehovah Nissi. You go before me. Lift your hands and say, you go before me.
You fight my battle. Jehovah Nissi.
I will raise your banner everywhere I go. I will raise your banner everywhere I go. Oh, Jehovah Nissi. You go before me. You go before me.
You go before me.
You fight my battle.
Jehovah.
I want you to declare where you are, saying the name of Jesus. That's not everybody saying the name of Jesus. You're watching online particularly from Manchester, saying the name of Jesus. I'm sharper than normal arrows. I penetrate where normal human beings cannot penetrate. Pray that prayer. God has gone before me. God has gone ahead. I don't know why you're quiet in prayers. As I go out this morning, God has gone ahead. I will not struggle. I will know that God has gone ahead of me. I will see God in action. In the name of Jesus, we pray. You're going to declare, you say, greater is he that is on my inside than he that is in the world. Pray that prayer if you believe it. Greater is he that is on this inside than he that is in the world. I'm bold like a lion. I do exploit because I know my God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I found out that those who sing don't sink. That's what I found out. Those who sing don't sink. I don't have a good voice. God will not demand from you what he didn't give you. That crooked voice, God likes it that way. That's what he gave you. His commandments are not grievous. He will not ask you for what you don't have. On this side of heaven, we cannot fully understand thanksgiving. It is a mystery. As a church, we must be full of thanksgiving. As a family, we must be full of thanksgiving. Some of us are so used to a lifestyle. We just hear what Pastor Bjorn is saying, or Pastor Madeleine is saying. We just hear it. We don't do it. We approve. In fact, while the message is going on, we don't listen. The miraculous is hid in the ridiculous. It looks small because they didn't ask you to bring blood. They didn't ask you to bring a cow and bury seven. No seven altars with seven bullocks. So Naaman thought the man of God will shake this way and shake that way.
Just say, go and wash yourself in the pool of Jordan. You'll be cleansed. Wash 7 times. Sometimes it's too simple. But that simple thing, we can't fully understand it on this side of heaven. In Philippians 4:6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing. That was the scripture some people gave to me when we started this church in Ilorin. I said, why are you spoiling the equipment? I said, Pastor, Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing. And when they quoted the scriptures, I knew they were quoting it wrongly, but I had to just accept. Because the Bible says, be careful for nothing. So we are not careful. But in everything, by prayer, supplication, with prayer is not prayer until you round it off with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known. Which means the prayer that does not, anything you don't give thanks for is not made known to God. God is saying, who is ranting? But when you say, thank you, Father, for my health. Oh, he needs help. He's received it with thanksgiving. We can't withhold it from him. What you don't have in your life are things you've not consistently thanked God for. Believe me, I'm not missing words. You complain about it, but you don't thank God for it. The Bible says, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. The next thing that will happen to you, the peace of God. The peace of God. Which means peace is a defense. What will it do? The one, not the one that the head can calculate. Oh, I got a new job. I know my uncle promised me this. The one that does not make sense. Single barren, does it make sense? Huh? You don't have a child, you are singing. Does it make sense? Fill the water pot with water. Does it make sense? He didn't say taste it, he said serve it. Does it make sense? The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. What will he do? Peace will guard your heart and your mind, which means your heart and your mind, particularly your mind, is a battlefield. The devil has access to it. He attacks you on every side, put muzzle pull in your mouth, make sure a whole ship is bigger than this church, a small road that controls it. It makes you see negative, makes you see all those things. Bible says, amongst many things in verse 8, if there be anything called praise, think about this thing. When you think about a thanksgiving thing, a praiseworthy thing, and you maintain that in your mind, what God has done will be so until your prayers are answered. In case you prayed here and you don't have peace, pray again. Peace is important. Why have I showed you this scripture? Peace is an evidence that God is with you. There are two types of peace. Peace with God. If you are born again, you have peace with God. But there's peace of God. Peace of God. That tells you, don't worry, son. That thing you heard will not go far. That thing about you will not. That retrenchment where you work will not meet you. Oh, it will meet you, but I have a better plan for you. Peace does. See, this in periculis secura est, insecuritate, periculitato. Peace is endangered by security. That's the Latin maxim, but secure in the midst of danger. Peace of God is not non-availability of trouble. It is securitate, security in the midst of trouble. So it doesn't mean that trouble doesn't come. It doesn't mean you don't have trial, but security in the midst of trouble. Somebody here, you'll be lifted to where you belong. Amen. You'll be a frustrator to the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Luke chapter 2 verse 13. Luke chapter 2 verse 13. And suddenly, there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God. They were not praying. They were not complaining. Suddenly, a multitude of angels. If His will should be done on earth. And when angels appeared on earth, they were praising God. Saying, look at the next verse, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, what is on earth? Peace. Goodwill to all men. Or towards men. Peace. Peace is more than rest of mind. thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose heart is stayed. One of the things that praise does for you is to release peace around you. I say this with all humility, but without apology. If you are depressed in this place, depression is real, but not for you. Try to thank God in the middle of what you're dealing with. Pastor, do you know what I'm dealing with? Yes. Try to say glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. You are feeling the pain, but you are seeing it. You can't be depressed. You won't need a therapist. So, but it's trending right now for my mental health. For my, you just heard it from somebody. It's not for you. It's not for you. What do you call mental health? And don't think I don't read about those things. Don't think I don't know what you know. I'm telling you there's an epinosis. Try what I'm telling you. You know, I told you I was sick. And I used to be sick. Until I found out that you receive your healing with thanksgiving. In case you prayed, you didn't see an answer. You prayed again. Try this. Thank you, Father, because you've heard. When? Last week when I prayed. But I've not seen the result. Keep thanking God. The Bible says Abraham did not waver at the promise. What was he doing? He was giving glory to God. He had not received Isaac, but he was giving glory ahead. Try what I'm saying. Even though we don't try things, we do things. Because anything you do without faith becomes sin. Come on, talk to me. Somebody shout peace. Come on, I can't hear you. Say peace. In Isaiah 54 and verse 14. Isaiah 54. In righteousness, you'll be established. In what? Come on, talk to me. In what? And you shall be far from oppression. Say, I'll be far. And you shall not fear. I love this one. I'm from terror. For it shall not come near you. He says, only your eyes shall you see and behold the reward of the wicked. Not you. It won't come near you. Say it won't come. And also three people say it won't come near me. Come on, I can't hear you. In verse 10, the Bible says in verse 10, I read verse 14 to you, but let's read verse 10. The mountain shall depart. The hills shall be removed. But my kindness. In other words, worst case scenario, mountains depart. Worst case scenario, hills remove. My kindness shall not depart from you. Can you put that in your spirit? Come on, can you put that in your spirit? Come on, shut your eyes, say his kindness shall not depart from me. I can't hear you. You are so afraid to say. How can you know that and be depressed? It's not possible. His kindness will not do, nor shall the covenant of peace. It's not just peace, it's a covenant. He said, on my part, okay? When God had a covenant with Abraham, he made Abraham to sleep. The covenant of peace shall not be removed. Nor shall that covenant be removed. See, it's the Lord who has mercy on you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 13, quickly, guys. All your children shall be taught of the Lord. So this thing does not end with you. I love the way the message puts it. We'll go back to this. He says all your children will have God as their teachers. What a mentor for your children. Woo! Go back to Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13, KJV version. All your children, not some. All. Except it's not your child, except she's not your child. Shall be taught of the. So there are things you tell them. There are things when they are alone in their room. God enters. Say, how are you doing? You know your father just told the truth. You need to be in church. Say, I'm not going. He said, no, relax. You need to be there. So we will not need to force our children to church. On their own, they are willing. In the days of his power, the people shall be what? But great shall be the peace of your children. What's the meaning of that? The enemy will not be able to attack them. It will not outwit them. He suffered that no kings should trouble them. As they moved from city, he rebuked them, saying, touch not my anointed ones. That's what the Hebrew says. My anointed ones. Your child is one of the anointed ones. You are part of the anointed ones. I pray for everyone genuinely connected to Koza. Great shall be your peace. Great shall be your peace. When you sleep, you have peace. When you go around, you have peace. Peace shall be your rear guard. The Lord will lead you forth with peace. The Lord shall be your lamp. If you believe it, shout amen like fire. In Psalm 57, peace. Somebody shout peace. That's what worship does for you. Shalem, the verb from shalom. Nothing will be missing, nothing will be lacking, nothing will be broken. When you begin, when you put praise in your mouth. Be merciful. Okay, I want to read to you verse 7. You can read from verse 1 when you get on because of time. My heart is steadfast, oh God. My heart is steadfast. What will I do if my heart is stable? Tap your neighbor, say if you're a stable person. Whether things are going well or they're not going well, you wake up with a song of praise in your mouth. I will sing and give praise. To who? Verse 8. I'm going to verse 9. Awake. So he's talking about what you do on the bed. Awake, my glory. Awake. Awake, lute. Awake up. Don't sleep. I will awake the dawn. Some of you woke up like, it's 6 o'clock. I'm going to. Yeah, you ought to go. Those who you claim don't know God, they wake up 5:30 every day. Do you know how cold that water is that they used to do ablution? I will praise you, oh Lord. Not at home, not alone, among the people. I will sing among the nations. That will be your portion. Amen. I said that will be your portion. Amen. And now so three people say, those who sing, don't sink. Number two, because of time, I'll get to wherever I get to because we have to dance a little bit this evening. As you are dancing, sickness can't say you would. As you are moving, they are dropping. There are some symptoms you've seen. You've not gone to the hospital. Doctors will give the name and say, try so, pop, pop. But I thank God they have a name for you because every name shall bow at the name of Jesus. In Psalm 103 verse 1. Quickly, guys, I'm out of time. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He's speaking to himself. And all my internal organ, my mind, my emotions, bless his holy name. Why? Bless the Lord, oh my, and forget not all. So there are benefits. So what are the benefits? I will read some to you because we don't have time. Who forgives some of your iniquity? Who heals? There is no disease. This is that you carry on your body or your neighbor carries or your loved one carries on their body that God cannot heal. Therefore, as you begin to praise God this morning, disease will be dropping from you. And now, so 30 people, that is what will happen to me. I don't know about you. That is what will happen to me. In Psalm 42, verse 5. Psalm 42, verse 5. Why are you cast down, oh my soul? Why are you quieted within me? You see, they are addressing depression. It's not a new thing. Hope in God. They didn't say, go and see a consultant. You may be against me, oh. I'm not talking to everybody. For I shall yet, you know, some of you are educated. You are so educated, you don't know about kingdom. I'm telling you, and I'm not missing words. For I shall yet, in other words, whatever makes me quiet, whatever has attacked my mouth, I will yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Anytime you look at the face of God, it's help. that beams out. In verse 11, for time, why you cast down, O my soul, why are you disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of my countenance and my God. Announce to people around you, say, I will praise him.
I will praise your name.
Sit down.
I will praise your name. If nobody gives you praise,
I will praise your name.
No matter what happens to me,
I will praise your name.
Somebody's in the mood already. Shout to God. In case somebody is behaving like they've been sucking lemons all their life. In Proverbs 17:22, the Bible says a merry heart is exactly like Panadol. It's exactly like antibiotics without any adverse effect. A merry heart does good like medicine. But a broken spirit, you see what you are doing right now is drying your bones. You will never catch my picture that I'm not laughing. I won't let them post it. In Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. I love Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. Then he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat. Drink sweet. Did you hear that? You must have a cheat day. Send portions to those whom nothing is prepared. Don't let anybody sleep hungry because you're excited. Shimei came to David and said, I'm sorry, sir. Today, am I not the king of Israel? Please, I swear to you, you will not die. Let the joy in your heart make you do things. For this day is holy, is separated for the Lord. Do not sorrow. Tap your neighbor, say, do not sorrow. Find a new neighbor, say, do not sorrow. Find somebody who nobody has talked to, say, do not sorrow. The reason I'm telling you is not because you want to be excited. The joy that you are about to give up, that's your strength. That's your strength. Let me say this to you as I move forward. I don't have time. Anything trying to take your joy is not trying to take just your song. It's trying to take your strength. So you mean I should be going through things and be happy? Exactly. Try that. That thing will not last. You, the Bible says, in the mouth of babe and suckling, he has ordained strength. Jesus called it in the New Testament, the strength. They called it praise. Praise is your strength. Joy is your strength. So that thing I'm going through, I should be praising God. Exactly what I'm saying. That's why you don't need therapy. What I'm saying may not make sense to you. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know who sponsored it? Kellogg's. You need a therapist. You know, no, therapists will not have a job until they have you. We all go through things. I said we all go through things. But they need help. The doctor's telling you, oh, you have 9 years to live. Let him do the same test. He's breathing. Let him do the same test. What are you talking about? The person who is talking to you is not God. You may not agree with me. It's okay. But I will just say my own and go away. When you're praising God, you are attracting good things into your life. Some people, the last time they had a testimony was 1984. When somebody came to their Christian ceremony and dropped money. From that day, they've been seeing battles. Every time they're complaining. That's why you don't have results. In 1 Corinthians 10:10, they complained. I love the KJV, they murmured. And they were destroyed by the destroyer. What destroyed them was because they murmured. Was because the moment. But if you give thanks, it will never come near you. You'll be far from oppression. Amen. Try it. It won't happen the second day as a lifestyle. That's why I don't teach Thanksgiving. I teach Thanksgiving. In 1 Samuel 16:23. Quickly, guys. 1 Samuel 16:23. So it was whenever the Spirit of God was upon Saul, David would take a harp and play it with his hand. And then Saul became refreshed and well. What? So if I praise God in my house, I become refreshed and well. What if I play? I won't mention the song. And the distressing spirits would depart from him. No lyrics, no nothing. Somebody who had the Holy Ghost just play something. I've showed you the scripture. I want to show you again. 1 Peter 3:13. Who is that person who will harm you if you become follower of what is good? Oh, you heard a song on the stage. Oh, you write it down. The lyrics on this stage. I don't know that song. The songs you know today, you learned them. Why don't you want to learn new ones? Why do you want to die only knowing Nigeria? And you get to heaven, you see the old world. Say, I didn't go to this place. They say, you didn't go. How can the devil, who is an illegal occupant of the earth, go to and fro, and you are limited to Abuja? How? How? You know, I know one song. I don't know the song they are singing. That's the, you should be challenged. Oh, I don't know the song. Then I will learn it. How did the people singing on the stage, how did they know it? They learned it. You have the mind of Christ. Come on, talk to me. Do you know why your brain dies? You don't learn anything. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I'm a good follower. Say, I'm a follower of what is good. Hallelujah. Finally, because of time, let me stop here. You know the reason why your money is never enough? I don't even know what happened. Anytime I want to do this, I don't have money. I don't know where my money goes. You are not a thanksgiver. I say this without ambiguity. If the only thing you have is your salary, you're not a thanksgiver. You see, you want to pay and somebody will pay for you. From nowhere. Whether you are a male or a female, it happened. You know, I wanted to go out 3 days ago with my son. He said, Daddy, I advise that you don't go out. I said, why? He said, if you use mask, you use cap, somebody will give you money. Somebody will notice you. Somebody will say something to you. I have been in the plane and someone gave me money. Anywhere I go in town, people pay for me. Oh, yeah, because I passed up. No, it's because I invoke some things at home. I'm telling you. By what the enemy planned for me, nobody should like me. Nobody. But by things I invoke at home. Thanksgiving, see, you can't fully understand it on this side of heaven. I'm telling you. Glory be to God. Jesus, I want to show you a scripture. You've seen it before. In John chapter 6, verse 5. this is interesting. Jesus lifted up his eyes, seeing a great multitude. If you're a pastor, you ought to have a great... Don't say, if there are five people, I'll take them to heaven. Jesus, that you are following, had a great multitude. Great multitude. Not just multitude. Great one. Ah! I curse smallness in your life. Seeing a great multitude coming towards him. He didn't invite them. No ambulance. No internet. He went to pray somewhere. You know what Peter and John told him? All men seek it for thee. You go and sit down at the one horrible place for 6 hours. One man is controlling you. He said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these people made. I love verse 6. But he said this to test him. He knew what to do. He knew what he would do. What would he do? He would give thanks on what was not enough. I don't even know. I need to change my job. Yeah. I'm not saying don't change your job, but that may not be your solution. The day they name your salary, your income, your expenditure moves up. They can't be giving you 1 million, you'll be dressing with a rumpled. You ought to dry clean your shirt. Your expenditure will go up. Your children can't attend the school they were attending before. Your cars will change. Come on, talk to me. He knew what to do. Tap your neighbor, say, I know what to do now. Find a new neighbor, say, I've been hearing this, but today I know what to do. He himself knew what to do. So, the guy said, a small boy has one lunch, you know. 5,000 men, they didn't count children and women. If there are 5,000 men in a church, you can imagine that there are 10,000 women. Shout to you, I love you, Pastor. Amen. At least 17,000 people. And they knew a boy that had a lunch. Ah, what a protocol. Jesus told them, sit down. Because order brings increase. What would have happened if Jesus was just multiplying the bread? The men would have beaten the women because they were in the desert. Money was useless. The women would have beaten the children. They would have, stampede would have happened. So let them sit down in 50s. Order brings increase. Number 2, verse 11. He lifted up what was not enough and gave thanks. He knew what to do. He knew what to do. If you do it 20 times, you'll see result 20 times. Come on, talk to me. And he was distributing. A child's lunch never finished. Your salary will not finish. Now, I'm not talking to everybody. You can take a part of this and say, a pastor said your salary will not finish. Exactly what I'm saying. It will not finish. I gave some people money when we were doing dinner. They were coordinators of buses. I said, this money will not finish. People have given money since 2002. It didn't finish. It didn't finish. Somebody gave me dollars, a woman of God. And it didn't finish. From that day, I've been having dollars from that day. Talk to me. I went to preach somewhere. Instead of honorarium, they gave me honorarium. But the person said, come into my office. By that time, I think I've traveled to South Africa. But I had not traveled to preach in places. Knelt before me, give me the map of the world. Say, this is what I saw. You will travel all over the world. You will have churches all over the world. Many years ago, I was preaching at home training. I saw the COSA members in 4 countries. I'm supposed to cry and say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. No, I declared. I just saw you now in 4 countries. Let's begin to pray. All of us started dancing. I was in the house when they brought the American visa to me. Somebody just walked up to my wife. As pastor traveled to the, God will put it in someone's heart. I'm talking about many years ago. How can the devil, who is an illegal occupant, be going to and fro? God asked him, where are you coming from? He said, from to and fro. But you are in to. You're not in fro. Talk to me. Finally, what was not enough will become enough. In Isaiah 1:11, what you need to do.
To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice to me?
Sacrifice.
Blood. Really, I don't need blood. Really, I don't need to breathe. I have enough in heaven. There are beings. You only praise God when you come to church. There are beings in heaven that are shouting holy throughout the day. I don't need your praise. What is your praise? It's for you. So, but what is the multitude of your sacrifice to me? Says the Lord. I have had enough burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls. But you requested for it. Really, really, I don't delight in it. It's for you. What is the use? Once I just sing a song, pastor has told us, once I just sing a song and I just praise God, things will be all right. No. And you go to talk someone down. And you are walking in disobedience. What the Holy Spirit is telling you, you are walking in disobedience. Some will even say, God, I didn't have a covenant. When did you have a covenant with God? When? When you are living the way you are living. You are making the choices you are making. In verse 15, because of time, I would have read the entire thing. When you spread your hands in prayer, I will hide. That's the way Jewish people pray. I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. In verse 18, because of time, verse 18, he said, come now, let us dialogue. Let's reason together, says the Lord. Although your sins as red, they are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Although they are red like crimson, they will be as white as wool. Let's reason. What do you need to drop? What do you need to do? Maybe you are here with someone that you are committing sin with in the church. And let's just pray. Let's just go for evangelism. God will not take it. Whoever tells you God will take it is lying to you. God will not take it. You can start from there, but don't stay there. Don't stay there. His mercy is abundant. It is because of his mercy that all of us are not consumed. If the heaven is not pure in his sight, how much more will we do? It is his mercy that is helping us. But any known sin the Lord has declared, don't continue it. He said, come, let's reason together. Once I pay my tithe, I'm good. Mm-mm, you're not good. Once I go for evangelism, he that wins souls is wise. You're not smart. Whoever hear the sins of mine and does not do them, is a what? Is what? Huh? Is likened to who? A fool. You said it's not me. Rise to your feet. I pray from the depth of my heart, you will know no scarcity again. You will know no scarcity again. In the name of Jesus. Your thanksgiving, particularly the one you do this morning, begins to attract good things. Where you are standing, experience multiplication. Maybe you've been living in not enough. Maybe you've been experiencing addition. I prophesy to you. Experience multiplication. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God will never leave you. In the name of Jesus. As you praise God, your health will spring up speedily. Everywhere from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Your health. The next time you go for a checkup, there will be a testimony. What was not enough is about to be abundant. In the name of Jesus. When you do for God what he can do for himself, he will do for you what you can do for yourself. Therefore, what your strength can carry, what you need heavenly help for, it will be speedy in the name of Jesus. Nothing in your hand dies again. In the name of Jesus.
Let everything that concerns you blossom again. Be shocked to your adversary and surprise your friends. So shall it be. Start by lifting up your hands and giving him glory. Sing two songs and we close.
Can you just give your neighbor some space to dance unto the Lord? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Teach you a new song this morning. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him.